Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Hello and welcome. We are live. Glad to be here with you.
We made it.
So excited to be here with you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wow, this was a big weekend.
It was big.
Yeah, we were in Oklahoma City at the Dr. Mark Sherwood event. He's going for governor, but we were there with Mel Kay and Ann Vandersteel and, oh my gosh,
so many state reps. To meet you guys coming up and saying, hey,
I know.
And just hearing the episodes you like, people come up and they say, oh, I love your show. And what's interesting is because we have such a wide range of guests, you know, because we have, you know, doctors and military people and medical. And
yep.
And so it's a funny thing in the comments, because a lot of you are just straight up animals and you don't like each other, you know, because you come into this from different worlds. And so I'm always like, what, you know, what world did you come in from?
Right.
Because they all kind of, you know, there's just different crowds, you know, in there, and ask people what's their favorite show and what have they gotten the mm-hmm. most out of. And it's an interesting time to be alive and to be in. And it was an honor, though, to meet you guys in mm-hmm. person and to be with so many. For those of you that have ever said, like, there should be more Ron DeSantis out there.
Yeah.
You know, you watch his clips and he stands up for the people that voted him. You want Dr. Mark Sherwood for Oklahoma.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he will be a whole nother notch above mm-hmm. what DeSantis has done in Florida.
That's so true. Hey, George.
Standing up for life, all these kind of issues. I mean, he is gonna make a difference.
Yep. No doubt about it. We're excited to see a lot of you all in Canton, Ohio for the event that's coming up here in February on 18th and 19th of February with the Reawaken America event. If you do not yet have your tickets, text this number, 40509.
Yep.
40509. Text the word events, EVENTS, to 40509. We're also going to be in San Diego as well as Oregon. And then I'm not even sure through the rest of the year, but we would love to have you at these events.
Last November, December.
I know.
But it kind of keeps going.
And they are so encouraging, getting to meet patriots from all over the country, learning from the best of the best, the brightest minds in every sphere of influence, whether it be medical or it be military, or it be spiritual leaders. Yeah, I mean, truly huge. Learning from the best. When you do that, make sure you do let them know that you're part of Flyover, and they will give you a discount. So use discount code Flyover when you get a hold of the Reawaken America events.
Do not let money be a glitch for going. You can name your own price. If you, mm-hmm. if you say, man, I got $10 to go, then go with that. The tickets are $250. Many people pay more to scholarship others. So we just make this thing work out. Most people volunteer, and we drive there on our own dime and show up and do our things. Yep. Like, everybody just wants this information out. We feel like if the world knew, mm-hmm. we wouldn't even be in this hassle.
That's
so,
right.
Anyway, we do this show every night at 6 o'clock. We cover three areas. We get 5 minutes on each mm-hmm. one. And
tonight's episode is brought to you by Flyover Gold. We had such an incredible interview today with Dr. Kirk Elliott, talking about what is going on.
Big numbers coming out.
Yeah, big numbers in the economy today. Truly a great interview. At the end of this show, we will have that at the end so you can watch that economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. But go to flyovergold.com for mm-hmm. a free consultation, especially when you listen to this interview today. You're going to realize how important it is. If you have not made a change, if you are just kind of sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to do, get a hold of them, because they can give you a free consultation, and it could really, really be a huge benefit to where we are right now in our country.
We've known Kirk Elliott for over 25 years, and he can protect you from some of these like national franchises and people. You know, you have celebrity, former soap opera actors, you know, and people like this selling their products. Is the most cost effective and efficient way to acquire precious metals, but you mm-hmm. develop a relationship with somebody to help get you back out of them later if you want that to switch. Hey, good afternoon from California.
Yay, welcome. All right, are you ready for our points?
Let's do it.
Hey, Cindy, welcome. Here we go. First point, Malone. What the heck is going on with Dr. Malone? If you don't know who Dr. Malone is, he is a virologist. Yep. He's an immunologist. And he actually came up with the mRNA vaccine itself. So he definitely is somebody that knows what's going on. Yeah.
Gene therapy.
Well, when actually you look at his name, it does say mRNA vaccine.
Yeah. Fake news.
I know. But anyway, he came out speaking about what the heck is going on with that. And what ended up happening was he was banned. they actually banned him from several different places. And now he's been on Joe Rogan. He's been on Steve Bannon talking about what is going on in the world and what's up with this supposed jab vaccine, gene therapy. So check out this video.
One of the brightest minds among us. The craziest thing that's happened with this whole pandemic is science should bring the best people to the table. Let them all discuss it and come up with the best solution. Never happened with this. Odd. Nothing about this was ever the brightest minds getting around and deciding what's best.
Now, this video that we're getting ready to show you, he talked about this a little bit on Joe Rogan, and then he expanded on it when he was with Steve Bannon. This actually came out on January 10th, but I wanted to make sure you saw this because there's some things in the prophetic that are linked to it that I think are really, really important. So what the heck is going on in China? Check this out.
So now they're talking about using your vaccine or your experimental gene therapy. Is what the Chinese Communist Party did enforcing vaccinations or whatever this thing is they had on 1.2 billion people, could that be exacerbating what now looks like an outbreak of we don't know what? We're not sure of what because the information coming out is so limited. Could that be one of the factors that could be exacerbating whatever new things coming out of China?
Okay, here's what we know, Steve, and I want to cite Gert von den Bosch, Dr. Gert von den Bosch, a leading academic and industrial vaccinologist, who is my colleague, and I'll be doing an extended filming with him and Matthias in Spain shortly, just a few days from now. Gert has made the point now for months and months and months that vaccinating into a pandemic will drive the development of escape mutants that are resistant to vaccination. The CCP's practice has mirrored that of the Western world and has resulted in a perfect storm of environment for developing supervirus. They're using the language that this is a hemorrhagic fever virus. If that's the case, then it would be very odd that this would be something caused by a coronavirus. That terminology is usually used for viruses in the family of Marburg and Ebola. So this is something that many people have feared is the development of a rapidly spreading Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever virus. But we have no knowledge of whether that's what's going on here or not. So we don't know if what we're dealing with is a further mutation of the SARS-CoV-2 or related coronavirus, or is it a new threat that's emerging in China?
Dr. Malone, what would you recommend if you were in the Oval Office today with Joe Biden? What would you recommend that Fauci and CDC, et cetera, have to do immediately? What would Dr. Malone's recommendation be?
Absolutely. Sending athletes and the whole entourage to China right now is madness. As I said on Rogan famously now, it's knucking futs. And we'll just leave it at that. We have to isolate this country politically and biologically. There's no question in my mind that they did not drop the curtain on international travel when they knew that SARS-CoV-2 was ripping through Wuhan. They left the place open through the end of the Chinese New Year when everybody in China travels around, and they let the populace travel to the United States and the West. This has to be stopped, and absolutely, I'm aligned with your prior speaker. We're dealing with a rogue regime that preys on its population, has no ethics, and yet we have the likes of BlackRock actively engaging with them, and they're using your money to do it. They're using your money through their investment funds to corrupt the world right now and actively engage with the CCP. That must stop.
BlackRock, that name keeps coming up. It's crazy. One thing I want to point out is what is going on in the prophetic. Well, two things have happened. 4 weeks ago, I'm just going to go over just a little bit. 4 weeks ago, Robin Bullock actually talked about on Elijah Streams about something that's coming. And this is what he said. He said, when variants are not enough for everyone to take the jab, they will come out with something that will kill hard and fast worldwide. They will make people run to get the jab. So this was talked about 4 weeks ago. And then Hank Kuhneman this past Sunday, so January the 23rd, he actually had a prophetic word about a very similar thing. Now, one thing I want to point out is both of them, The first time I heard Robin Bullock talk about it, he didn't say anything about it. The next time I heard him talk about it, he did. And Hank Kuhneman said it this time. There is power in our words and power in our prayers. Just because it's a plan of the enemy doesn't mean that actually has to happen. We, as the body of Christ, having the Holy Spirit within us, we can say no through our prayers and through our declarations. We can say no, this is not happening here. It's not going to happen. And that's something that we've done as a family. Mm-hmm. We have come together. We're declaring Psalm 91 over our family and over our country. And so I just ask you to join us in this. I don't know what their plans are, but I know that they're not happy that people aren't getting the jabs and that didn't work. So according to the prophetic, something else is coming. This sounds because like it could
they,
be that.
It says they when they run out of variants.
Yep.
So.
Yep, that's exactly right. So didn't want you guys to miss
something
that.
Something to have in your mind as you watched the news.
And one thing he did say too, Robin said, it will be linked to what is currently going on, which is interesting because they're trying to link that. That's kind of how Steve Bannon actually started. They're trying to link that to COVID. Is this happening because of the vaccine? They're trying to link it to it. So I thought that was interesting. All right, let's move on to the second one. Libs, what is going on with the liberals?
Well, we're going to
Bill Maurer.
Play a quick clip here in just a second, but I want to set it up because when everything becomes partisan, when every move people make has to be driven by politics, mm-hmm. left or right, and this, eventually people stop buying in. And I say True. This all the time. We're going to end up in a world where there's only two camps, and it's not Republican, Democrat. It's not left and right. It's people that are okay with an authoritarian regime
yep.
and people that are not okay with an authoritarian regime, that are being controlled, that are okay with a social credit score and profiling, all the stuff that comes from an authoritarian overreach. Mm-hmm. And ones that are like, hey, we are independent individuals. We have rights that came mm-hmm. from God, not from King George, not from King Joe. Okay.
Right.
You know, and not from Soros and Gates and all of his handlers, you know, that are working, you know, behind him and Barack Hussein and the people that are pulling the strings. Like, they're not the ones that are going to run my life. I'm going to run my life and I answer to God. My yep. government there is there to serve me.
Amen.
I'm not a useless eater, some peasant in the field that's there to just make sure that your paper's on your porch. We are all equal. Each mm-hmm. and every one of us created in God's image. And you know what? I'm not going to be ruled by a tyrant.
That's exactly
and so those
right.
are those are the two camps. Now, here's what's interesting is when this happens, who will be in your foxhole with you? Because you're going to look to your left and your right. And you're like, oh, I might end up with a lot of liberals in my foxhole. And I might end up with a lot of pastors, military leaders, people I would have thought would have been stand up that are in the other foxhole because they're like, you know, this authoritarian regime kind of works good for me. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as I keep my 501c3, don't take that away, I'm just good. So yep. let's watch this clip because you're seeing
this is fascinating. This is on Bill Maurer.
You're seeing more of these every day.
I'm done.
With this question?
No, I'm done with COVID. Oh, I'm done. It's yeah. like I went so hard on COVID.
I remember.
Sprayed the Pringles cans that I bought at the grocery store, stripped my clothes off because I thought COVID would be on my clothes. Like, I did it all. I watched Tiger King. I got to the end of Spotify. Like, we all did it, right?
And No, we didn't all
okay,
do it.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of us did do it. And then we were told, you get the vaccine. You get the vaccine and you get back to normal. And we haven't gotten back to normal. And it's ridiculous at this point. I know that so many of my liberal and progressive friends are with me on this, and they do not want to say it out loud because they are scared to be called anti-vax or to be called science denial or to be, you know, smeared as a Trumper. I'm sorry. If you believe the science, you will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. You will realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. The city of Flint, Michigan, which is 80%, I think, minority students, has just announced indefinite virtual schooling. In the past 2 years, we've seen among young girls a 51% increase in self-harm. People are killing themselves. They are anxious. They are depressed. They are lonely. That is why we need to end it more than any inconvenience that it's been to the rest of us. I think it's a pandemic. It's, It's like, at this point, it's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's not, it's not real anymore.
Man.
So that's one, you know, Barry Weiss, if you don't know, she was a New York Times writer. She was an editor. They brought her on shortly after Trump won in 16 so that she could create diversity of thought. And she was bringing in conservative thinkers and different people to write op-eds for the New York Times. And eventually she had a very public quit. She quit very publicly because she realized there is no diversity of thought and you guys are ruled by the Twitter mob here at the New York Times. And so she kind of had this ugly divorce from the New York Times, but it's kind of woke up to speaking out just recently, you know, on some of these issues. She has a podcast. Another one I was going to mention is Kim Iverson. In the notes below, we're putting an interview with Glenn Beck and Kim Iverson for the Kim Iverson Show. She's a writer for The Hill. She's somebody that they joked probably can't stand Glenn Beck, would have never considered. She's not a guy that had ever gone to coffee together or anything like that. But they're sitting there talking about Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset. This is real. This is happening. There is a global push to destroy the middle class and to bring America under rule because then there's nobody to stand up and they can have a global authority over every single issue of your life, starting with the banks. You got to get rid of Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all the big national brands, and bank locally. That's your only chance to push back and speak their language and your local banks investing into businesses in your area. So we're ended up with people like Kim Iverson and Barry Weiss and people that would not but probably been in your foxhole when I talk about these two camps.
It's true. And that was an interesting interview. I really highly recommend that you listen to that. It's not very long. It's a real short clip that they took from that interview. But the information that was given there and to hear her say, you know, she would have been somebody that would have never agreed with anything that Glenn Beck had to say. And she finds herself recently listening and saying, I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. And she's saying more and more Democrats or liberals are starting to see that as well. So we are winning. This is truly amazing. People, even the liberals, are waking up.
I'm going to put another article. I'll put it on my Telegram. If you guys go to Telegram, go to Flyover Conservatives on Telegram. I didn't have time to get this into the show today, but it's an ESPN article about Aaron Rodgers. ESPN, you can't get further left. They're so far left, they almost start coming back around to the right again, you know, from the other side of the planet. But his positions on this. Now, he's not somebody I would consider traditionally conservative. Nope. He has family members he's estranged from because they're Christians and they can't, you know, even discuss these issues. So he's not somebody that would have typically been in this space. But the ridiculousness, I mean, he's, when he talks, he sounds like an episode of Steve Bannon on The War Room.
Right.
I'll put that on my Telegram. You guys come there and check it out. There's just, it's interesting, the mixes of people. And I also talked to some pastors this weekend that they can't even have conversations with campus pastors of some of the biggest churches in America that plant satellite campuses that are afraid to sign religious exemptions for vaccines as churches. And the churches are forcing every person on their staff to get a vaccine. And you're like, it's goofy who's in what foxhole. So kind of stay open-minded on what's going on because the truth, good job,
that's
Amy.
That's right, Amy.
We are winning and the truth keeps coming up. And then once the truth is there, people are like, I don't know what to do with this. You know, this is a very interesting thing because it messes up all my paradigms. But once they see the truth, they can't unsee it. And then what do they do next? That's what's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Final one. The Lord does reign, George. That's exactly right. Final one. Masks. What is going on with masks? So this is a pretty interesting little clip that we have as well. You know, obviously, we have interviewed some of the brightest minds about masks, people that was their job. They had thousands and thousands of employees that they would tell what to do. And their whole thing was if there was some sort of pandemic, what you should do. And we've had them on the show talking about masks do not work.
They wrote the OSHA manuals.
Yeah. And they actually said it's really bad for people. It's very harmful for people to wear masks. Well, we have somebody.
But we've all seen that the people, I put them on and they vape.
Yep.
You know, and the smoke come out, all this. And one other thing for Telegram, I'll post this here as well. We made a little montage video. It's pretty cool of Fauci saying, 60 minutes interview, masks do nothing.
Yep.
Masks are a waste of time. And then he says, oh,
masks. 3 weeks later.
3 weeks. Masks are the best thing ever. So like, was he ill-formed then? You know, so I'll put that on Telegram as well. So we've kind of seen this unfolding quite a while, but this is one of the most unique.
Scientific
tests of mask efficacy.
Hey, good morning, everybody in Facebook land. I have a little public safety announcement for everybody. Let's talk about the air that we breathe. This is a little gadget we use here. I'm a union electrician, and sometimes we have to work in confined spaces. This gadget here will read whether or not the air that you're breathing is safe. Okay, it reads oxygen levels, carbon monoxide, methane. If the atmosphere you're working in a enclosed, you know, in an enclosure, a confined space, is not safe, the alarm goes off, and it will tell you basically get out before you die. All right. I'm going to hold this up in front of my face here a little bit, and it's fine. Nothing happens. The oxygen is fine. Everything is fine. Okay. Now, let's do this here. Let's put on a mask. Now, we're going to take the oxygen or the meter again. We're going to stick it just inside of the mask here. And let's see what happens. I'm just breathing normal. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Look at my oxygen levels. Now, they want everybody to wear these masks all day long. Now, if this was happening on my work site, we would have to get out of the confined space immediately because the air that we're breathing is not safe. So now you're going to tell me that wearing this mask all day long is safe? It is not safe for you. It is not safe for your children to wear that mask all day long. So I'm going to tell you what. Stick that up your fact checker, people. They don't work. They might stop droplets from coming out of my mouth, but to wear these all day long, it is not safe for you. People, come on, wake up. These things do more harm to your body than anything else, all right? That's all I got to say, people. Stay safe and live free.
I love that. Stick that up your fact checker.
Stay safe and live free. That is so good. Peaceful noncompliance is like not doing it. I know, Jill. What up? Oh, my gosh. Stop. It's like blows your mind.
Here's what you got to do, people.
People.
It's like your Aunt Kate. Stacey's aunt says that. Listen, people, you know, when you realize something's wrong and continue to go along with it as if you didn't notice, you're very complicit in atrocities happening. Historically, yeah. That's how genocides take place. That's how it's when people notice and they continue to play along as if. You can't do it. It requires all of us to say, no, I'm not.
You can't.
When I started to notice early on in this, people, in order to get to their seat in the restaurant, they'd pull a piece of cloth out. Okay, I'll play along. And they hold it up and they walk to their table.
And
okay,
I'll sit down.
And yep. Then they put it down. And then they eat. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, let me stand back up, put this on. I walk in the bathroom. And then
the people are compliant. I have the hardest time figuring that out. Why are people compliant? It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. You had to go to the DMV the other day,
yep.
And in order to get in there, you needed your license. In order to get in there,
they had me over barrel on this one.
Yeah, you had to wear the mask, but you even said to the lady, this is ridiculous.
I smiled at her. I'm not a jerk. I'm not going to, she's doing her job. I said, really? How about this?
Are we doing this? That's what you said.
What if I put my finger on my nose and walk around and say, okay, this is going to protect people from COVID? It's the same. She goes, I know. Everybody here feels the exact same way. We hate it. It's a company policy, and they're a private company, and they make us do that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And we're getting ready to rent a car, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have to have my license. I'm like, I'm going to play along under protest and do this. And she was great. And I told her later, I said, sorry, I was kind of cranky about this. But I said, you know, I just don't comply with this. I don't get anywhere. They had me with the DMV.
Yeah.
You know, I had to. But we as people got to stand up. If you're in the grocery store, in the restaurant, just be like, you know what? I would love to eat here, but I'm not going to eat here if you can maybe wear a mask to go to my table or make me, you know, it. Because you just can't play along. Because what's the next silly thing that you'll do?
Right.
What's the next silly thing? Mm-hmm. Would you just kind of ignore some lady getting beat up in the parking lot? Because you're like, well, I didn't see it.
Right.
You just play along. It's different if you really believe it. But once you know you're just playing along and you don't believe it, it does something to your soul to go along when you know that it's wrong.
That's exactly right. So this whole peaceful noncompliance, righteous rebellion.
It did something to my soul at the DMV.
Yeah, it is. It's critical.
I had to go home and take a shower.
that we do not comply. This is the time to stand up. We have to stand up. We have to say right is right, wrong is wrong. We're not doing it. So next coming up, we have the economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. It's only a few minutes and very worth watching. I can tell you that this could be something that helps you sleep better at night because you know that your finances are taken care of. So go to Flyover Gold and check out this quick episode. We bless you and we'll see you back here tomorrow at 6.
You've got people like Warren Buffett selling his own stock, Berkshire Hathaway. You've got people like Elon Musk selling his own stock in Tesla, right? Why? Because the only reason you would do that when you sell your own company, is it because you don't believe in your goods and services? No, you just don't believe you're going to sell a lot of them because what's coming down the road probably going to be the biggest epic bubble bursting ever.
Today on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we are doing something that I look forward to every single week.
Every week
is grab a hold of somebody who knows a lot more than I do and can help make sense of the craziness we see coming out of our governments and the different agencies that affect our finances in a powerful way. And one of the smartest people I know, a guy that has not one, but two PhDs, Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yay! Welcome! Woo!
I love your live audience. They're just the best.
They absolutely love you.
You're amazing. And your audience is actually getting so big because I can tell because people call me Doctor. And this is the
yes.
only place where I'm called that. And I'm being called that all over. So it's like, all right, audience is getting big.
You love earned it. Dr. Kirk Elliott,
I
guarantee.
Two PhDs, you need two doctors in front of your name.
I got a personal rule. No matter how many PhDs I get, I want them each referred to. I don't have one yet, but as soon as I might get an honorary one, someday. That would be kind of a cool thing. But I you work hard for those. They don't just grow on trees. You can't, it's not like taking a class on the internet over the weekend, you know.
No, you can take classes on the internet for some stuff, just not that.
Can't get a PhD.
They're not going to give you a doctorate for your name for that.
Your area of expertise is in central banks, finance, global economies, and you look at the whole globe of what is happening here to impact that. And I've never been as interested in these things as we are right now because things are changing so fast, and we've never been as directly impacted. We just drove to Oklahoma City. We did a speech for another doctor, a medical doctor, Mark Sherwood, who's running for governor of Oklahoma this past weekend. We stopped for gas twice on the way there. Both places had a thing at the gas pump where the numbers are of Joe Biden pointing to it saying, I did that.
because the gas was outrageous. I cannot believe how much we spent on gas.
It's a sweeping trend over $81 one time
fill
up the car. So, what these guys are doing impacts us directly so quickly and in such a great way that people really look forward to the economic update. And I'm excited to hear because it's like you're like Tony Romo, calling the next play that's going to be run with incredible precision. And I always feel like I knew that was going to happen because Dr. Kirk already told us that.
Yep.
Well, thanks for that. My expertise area is in central banking type stuff, monetary policy. I developed a new methodology for central banks to actually measure inflation. See, this is back in the day this was a long time ago, right, that I got this. But even back then, the inflation numbers were bogus. And so that's why I had to come up with a new methodology for it. But today, they're out of this world bogus. Mm-hmm. So the methodology is this: whatever the core CPI is, you multiply it times 2.8, and that'll get you the unofficial true inflation rate, right? So when inflation was hovering like at 1% back when I did my dissertation, okay, so true inflation was 2.8, right? Multiply it times 2.8.
Yep.
But now that that official inflation is hovering around 9%.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so multiply that times 2.8. You're pushing 27% unofficial inflation. That's the true inflationary cost. You're seeing it when you fill up your tank.
Yep.
People are seeing it everywhere. But now stores are starting to, and retailers and manufacturers are starting to mask that mm-hmm. inflation. Why? So like take a box of cereal, for example, right? So they can trick people because it's still the same size box on the shelf. But when you open it up, it's like, what? Why do they need this big of a box? It's only like half full, right?
Right.
So that's what they do. They decrease the number of ounces in the box, keep the box the same size to trick people into thinking that inflation isn't really an issue when in fact inflation mm-hmm. is an issue. And then you've got people, you know, moms and dads that are buying groceries for the family. It's like, why doesn't our money go as far buying groceries? Well, mm-hmm. A, prices are going up, but B, the quantity of stuff that you're getting for the same price is going down. And it's just a double whammy.
You know, right. our son was a waiter at Outback Steakhouse.
And back in like 2014.
Yeah, he's in California. And there was a big push there to raise the minimum wage. You're like, everybody deserves a livable wage. You're like, well, you know, you're a busser at a steakhouse, you know, or something like that. He was a waiter at this time. But they raised the minimum wage. And I remember it was like from $8 to $12 an hour, maybe $10 to $12, something like that. But it was a pretty big mm-hmm. jump. The very next day, Outback in California, they took their 10-ounce steak and made it 8 ounces. They took 2 ounces off of their filet instantly. They got smaller. They had, you know, several other changes within their menu. But they also laid off every busser.
So now the waiters that were just waiting tables now had to wait tables and bus tables.
So you have to please your customer at the same mm-hmm. level, be just as attentive, and be cleaning off all the last tables yourself. Mm-hmm. And the prices, so the customers didn't notice as much. Like, they want the service to be just as good, and they're paying about the same, but their steak is smaller. Mm-hmm. It's the same name. It was the Victoria Filet at Outback. So mm-hmm. the steak is smaller. The waiter is bussing and waiting mm-hmm. on the table. Like, and so they kind of mask it in lots of hidden ways so that you don't feel it directly, and you'll still continue to go eat out.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, and, you know, eating out, all these things, you're getting much poorer service, right?
Right.
So, a gentleman called me the other day and off of, I don't know if it was off of this show or another one, but he owns 47 McDonald's franchises. He has 1,600 employees. Pre-COVID, he had 1,600 employees. Now he's got 847 employees.
Oh, wow.
And he can't find enough to actually work because Biden's paying people to stay home, right?
Still.
But still, so he's a smart guy, right? And this mm-hmm. is where American business owners are having to try to trick the system, right? So it's like, all right, nobody's coming in, but we've got, I mean, for at least for fast food, you've got drive-through and you have mm-hmm. mask mandates and everything like that. But they, I mean, much to McDonald's chagrin, you know, corporate, they kept their dining rooms open, but not for people to eat in, only for like Uber Eats people to go in and pick up the food inside so they didn't have to go outside. So, but this isn't how America prosperity should work, right?
No.
You shouldn't have to figure out ways to trick the system to try to get by because of dumb government interference and mm-hmm. shutting things down and prices going up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just mind-numbingly bad, mm-hmm. the stuff that we're seeing. And so, mind-numbingly bad. We're going to see a lot of that this week. Huge week for economic reports and numbers coming out. For example, we've got initial jobless claims numbers that come out, I think tomorrow. So what we're going to see is the last 2 weeks have been an explosion of initial jobless claims. Explosion. Mm. So that number I'm predicting is going to be much worse than what they're expecting, which what will that do? That's going to put downward pressure on the stock market, right? Mm-hmm. We've also got this week on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. So this is where they all get together, they have their little confab, and they talk about the economy and what's coming ahead. So last one, they said, yeah, they're going to raise rates, you know, 4+ times in 2022. Well, this one is the last meeting before they start raising rates. Rates officially start going up in March. Okay, so this is their last one. But this morning, I just read a report literally like an hour ago that said that those projections, now they're much more hawkish on their stance, meaning They think inflation is going to be much worse. The new projection is 6 to 7 rate increases in 2022, not 4. So Whoa. What's that going to do? So the reason why we talk about this is to give people arrows for their quiver, right? To understand the times that we're living in so we can navigate through it, right? So when you have that many rate increases, people who are living at the margin aren't going to spend as much money, right? So therefore, stock prices are going to come down because revenues come down. This is going to really hurt American families, but they have to do it to slow down inflation. But wait a second, they're causing inflation. So it's very Hegelian, right? You create a problem that's bad enough so you can come up with a solution too that everybody would bite off on that they wouldn't have, you know, before.
If you wouldn't have created the problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is a problem. And okay, so that's going to drive the equity markets, the stock markets down. But aren't the stock markets already coming down? It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So last week, every single trading day last week, all five of them, the NASDAQ 100 came down over 1% each day. Okay, put that into perspective. The last time that happened was in 2000. And during the big, huge tech stock bubble bursting, what commenced after that was the tech stocks, the NASDAQ, came down 80%.
Yikes.
80%. So we haven't seen this kind of activity day after day after day after day after day of over 1% losses since 2000, which then momentum kicked in. It was like a snowball effect, right? Mm-hmm. And so these are the kind of numbers that are coming out right now. Now you've got political mayhem on top of that. You know, Boris Johnson in England basically said, we're done with the stupid vaccine mandates and we're done with the mask mandates, right? And so they're opening up. They're opening up everything in England. Well, so we think, because, you know, 2 days after he basically makes that announcement, the ruling elite in England said, oh, you're not fit for service. Let's recall you. Or, you know, so now there's this massive political pressure just because he said, I want to open up the economy. People are sick and tired of this nonsense, right? So you're going to see this kind of political pressure and this push to keep things shut down. Anytime you see, David and Stacey, turbulence, turmoil, chaos, change, that affects the stock and bond market in a negative way, but it affects gold and silver in a very positive way because the few things that cause gold and silver to go up, we've got all of them, right? We've got unsustainable debt. Okay, check, right? Mm-hmm. We've got inflationary pressures like nothing we've ever seen, $81 to fill your tank of gas. What did it used to cost you?
Oh, that 56.
Doesn't say 56. That would have been my, yeah.
It'd be the average to fill up.
All right, so that's up 60%.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
I did the math, right? Yeah, I mean, that's insane. Mm-hmm. And you've got political chaos, right? So in times of political chaos and these other pressures, gold and silver go up during inflation because they're things, right? But they also go up when other things are coming down as a kind of a flight for quality, right? People want to get out of harm's way. There's always a human response to investing that says, I want to move bad money into good, right? And so they're moving from toxic assets into good assets. And so across the board, during inflationary pressures and your viewers and us, we're not the only smart people on the planet, right? We're the hedge fund managers are smart. Mm-hmm. They want to try to make returns for their investors. So they're starting to see this right now and they're getting rid and dumping some of these toxic assets. You've got people like Warren Buffett selling his own stock, Berkshire Hathaway. You've got people like Elon Musk selling his own stock in Tesla, right? Why? Because the only reason you would do that when you sell your own company, is it because you don't believe in your goods and services? No, you can believe in them. You just don't believe you're going to sell a lot of them because what's coming down the road in the economy. So when you look at that kind of activity and these multi-billionaires, I mean, truly, I think Elon Musk is possibly one of the smartest people on earth, right? And he's getting rid of his stock right now prior to what is probably going to be the biggest epic bubble bursting ever, which makes him even smarter, right? But is that good or is that bad? Is it bad that he's selling his own stock? No, he's trying to preserve capital is what mm-hmm. he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. And these are just the times that we're living in. We need to do the same. We need to do like what he's doing, which is bottom line, what? Thinking outside the box, doing something that you haven't done before, you wouldn't really think about, to protect and preserve and to grow your portfolio over time. That's where gold and silver comes into a person's portfolio right now, especially when we're seeing these big overarching trends mm-hmm. that are facing the global economy, not just domestically here in America, but globally. And then you've got these isolated events, this week of bad reports that's coming out. These things are just going to mm-hmm. keep putting downward pressure on things that we've been used to, mm-hmm. stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, things like that, right? I wouldn't touch any of those things with a 1,000-foot pole right now mm-hmm. because they don't make sense. It doesn't mean that they're always bad. I mean, they were great in times past.
Right.
But they're not right now. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is protect and preserve and be wise stewards with what we've been given.
That is really good. So if somebody's sitting here listening today and they're like, man, I don't know where I sit. I don't know what to do. The best thing to do is to go to flyovergold.com. And when you get to that site, you scroll down. There's a place that you can fill out your information. And Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team, they will get a hold of you. They're going to set up a free consultation to go through where are you and what are your options. I think that's so important to know right now. What are your options? Don't wait. Do it today because you just never know what's going to happen here in the near future, especially with everything that's crazy that's going on in our country.
Oh, it's crazy. And it's not just in our country, Stacey. It's happening around mm-hmm. the globe. I mean, the Olympics are coming up, right? In Beijing again. And what did China do? Because there's supposedly a variant outbreak in China. They're closing up the ports. They don't want anything to come in or come out during the Olympics for some reason. And so what does that mean? It's more and more supply yeah. chain mm-hmm. disruptions. If they're closing up the ports and we don't have anything already, the prices of stuff that we do have on the shelves is going to go up. Everything that we see is interconnected, right? And so
the Canadian trucking companies are all boycotting the vaccine mandates. I mean, like thousands of truckers are driving their trucks to their capital and just parking them until they get this thing they fixed. That's going to be a Canadian thing, but it's going to affect everything that we're bringing down, you know, from there. We're having employees leave the embassies, you know, in Russia, you know, because of tensions there. You know, the UK, their representatives, their ambassadors, mm-hmm. their staff, families of staff are leaving the embassies. The US families of staff are leaving the embassies. It's like the world is being run by a bunch of drunks. And the only thing that keeps you safe and why we're investing weekly in silver, because you can touch it. And you can hold it like, okay, this is something that's going to be there. The rest of it is kind of like, it's just numbers in a computer. And these guys are all messing with the risk board, you know, in a negative way.
I mean, it's sad that we're all in the back seat of a car that's being driven by a drunk driver, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, and you can't really do anything about it, but you can, you kind of just have to somehow get out of the car, right? And that's where going into gold and silver is. But why are these, so we've got this chaos and people leaving embassies and things like that. Nothing breeds more chaos than economic disruption when you start pulling money out of people's wallets. We saw that in Kazakhstan, right? That was a battle of the haves versus the have-nots. You know, everybody in that country said, hey, you rich ruling aristocrats, you oil barons, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, enough is enough. Why don't you share the wealth? So then the capital got, you know, just decimated, right? And riots mm-hmm. and looting and things on fire and everything else. My prediction is that that's just the first of many, right? Mm-hmm. That'll probably go to big city after big city after big city all over the world as the discrepancy between the people that have and the people that don't have gets more widespread. And we thought we had conflict over religious differences or race differences, right? When you start having conflict over economic differences, mm-hmm. there's nothing that becomes more prominent in people's lives because it's usually the thing of, well, I can't afford to feed my family. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is where we're coming in this world with these inflationary pressures, rising rates and stock market losses. I mean, it's, I don't want to be a prophet of gloom and doom. I really don't. I'm just looking at the trends right in front of us, and it's easy to see an outcome because it's just math. It's just math and logic at this point.
Well, and you can also, it's not doom and gloom to be telling people, hey, the temperatures are dropping. It's about to snow.
Get yourself a coat.
Put your coat on, you know, because like you don't have to go outside in short sleeves and freeze.
No.
You know, like, hey, we can tell the storm's moving in. We can see it here. You can see it with your own eyes. Everybody sees it. You don't have to have a PhD to look around and say, man, things are getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. And what hedges against that, the dollar is buying less. Everything's more expensive. So your dollar doesn't go as much. People are earning the same or less. Mm-hmm. And so you need something that counterbalances that. So I am honest, out of everything going on in our life, there's two. I'm thankful Mark Sherwood, because he walked us through COVID and it was like nothing. And every day our listeners are walking. He had 9,500 COVID patients, lost zero. Zero deaths. Some of these guys were in their 90s. Mm-hmm. Zero deaths with his protocol. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Dr. Zelenko, we did a show with him this last week. Same kind of thing. So access to people there that got answers. But again, what are they doing? They're doing the exact opposite of what the government and Fauci and those guys are saying. That's why they're having success. So when it comes to the economics, it's the exact same thing. I'm so thankful that we have you and our family and so many people, our friends, people that we know, they'll call us and be like, hey, what? I'm like, just get a hold of Dr. Kirk. They're going to walk you through this. And the relationship, you're going to walk them back out of it, you know, when the time comes in
When the time comes.
It's not like you're selling cars because you have cars. You could care less. You're not married into this. It's like, matter of fact, I like having the silver and that stuff because you can actually get physical silver. It comes in chunks. Like, I like all that better than you like selling it, you know? and having it. You're right. Like, hey, it's a thing. We're going to get rid of it. We're not collecting these. These aren't baseball cards or something. We're just going to move it out of it if we need to in the future.
Well, you hit the key, David, on why people don't do something is because they're afraid, right? I've never done this before. They're just going to sell me something and leave me high and dry, right? Well, that's what most people do. It's not what we do. We walk you through this. We want to hold your hand through this economy until we're done, right? And we're never going to be done until we die, right? So these transactions, truly, they're the bookends. I've said this a kajillion times on the show, but life happens in between those, right? And this is where we will let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate. Why? Because we want lifetime relationships with our clients. And we know we don't expect people to be, you know, experts on the markets, to understand when to get in, when to get out, because they've got bigger fish to fry. They're all called and anointed to do something else. They were created for something different. This is what we were created for, me and my whole team, right? They're amazing. I'm blessed because of them. And so are all of my clients, because we truly have an amazing team of people who love other people more than themselves. And we just walk that out every single day with passion.
Well, if we go to flyovergold.com, you can fill out the information there. They will get a hold of you and just walk you through this and say, hey, you might think about this, you might think about that. And they walk you through this process gingerly.
You can also call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. So either go to flyovergold.com or call 720-605-3900. Thank you so much, Dr. Kirk Elliott, for your time. As always, we really enjoyed it.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.